AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The White House is talking about the prospect of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveling to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I think it says a lot that Russia is having to turn to a country like North Korea to seek to bolster its defense capacity in a war that it expected would be over in a week.
Southeast Ukraine appears to be the current hotspot in the war. The Institute for the Study of War says Ukrainian light infantry has advanced beyond some of the anti-tank ditches and dense minefields Russia has laid in the region. A federal judge in Atlanta has allowed Georgia to resume enforcing a ban on hormone replacement therapy for transgender people under 18. Tropical Storm Lee has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it is expected to become a major hurricane as it approaches the Caribbean. Meantime, the remnants of Hurricanes Franklin and Idalia have spawned strong rip currents along the Atlantic coast. And President Biden has awarded the Medal of Honor to an Army helicopter pilot who rescued soldiers in a Vietnam firefight.
In 1968, retired Captain, then First Lieutenant Larry Taylor flew his Cobra attack helicopter to rescue four members of a reconnaissance team after they had become surrounded by the enemy. Taylor was ordered to get back to the base.
His response was just as direct. I'm getting my men out.
Taylor arrived in minutes at the site northeast of what is now Ho Chi Minh City.
Within seconds, Lieutenant Taylor was back in the air.
But Taylor later ran out of gas, but landed the helicopter in an area the four soldiers could escape from.
He rewrote the fate of four families for generations to come. That's valor.
The Army says what Taylor did that night had never been attempted before.
That's our nation at its very best.
Taylor says he flew hundreds of combat missions during a year's deployment in Vietnam and never lost a man. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Seth Sertel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as markets got a holiday-shortened week off to a slow start. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index is coming off its second weekly gain. The Dow lost 195 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Crude oil prices rose. Markets are looking ahead to a quieter week, with company earnings reports winding down, and just a trickle of economic data coming out, including reports on manufacturing, layoffs, and trade. Kroger, Dave & Buster's, GameStop, and DocuSign are all set to report their most recent quarterly results this week. Airbnb rose 7.2%, and Blackstone Investment Manager rose 3.6%. The two companies will be joining the S&P 500 index later this month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.27%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.